It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Founder of Playboy magazine, Hugh Hefner, died yesterday at the age of 91 from natural causes at the Playboy Mansion. Hefner is survived by four children and his third wife, 31-year-old Crystal Hefner. By his own account, Hefner had sex with more than 1,000 women, including many pictured in his magazine. However, Hefner maintained that he was a relatively late bloomer, remaining a virgin until he was 21. In 2011, Hefner told the New York Times that he had already chosen and paid for his final resting place, a crypt next to Marilyn Monroe's in Westwood. Here he is explaining why he always wore pajamas.
Once I realized that I could get away with it, then, you know, it was a wonderful moment. Very, very comfortable. My big decision of the day is, you know, what color pajamas to put on. I usually wear black during the day, but then more colorful at night. It's very comfortable. It's very nice.
If you were excited at the possibility of Peyton Manning getting into politics, don't hold your breath. During an interview with the talk show 3HL, Peyton said, "I certainly have an interest in politics and in our country. I just have zero interest in being a politician." The FBI and CIA documents related to the assassination of President Kennedy are due to be released to the public October 26th, including 3,000 documents that have never been seen by the public. This is so litty. In 1992, Congress mandated that all assassination documents be released with 25 years unless the president decides it would harm intelligence, law enforcement, military operations, or foreign relations. President Trump has the power to stop the release if he wishes, but scholars feel that they have been secret long enough and it is time for the public to have full access. Come on! Yes!
We're not going to get it. I want to know so bad who really did it. Because there, you know, it's
if
like
any
a job.
President was going to release it, though, I think it would be Trump because he's all, you know, drain the swamp, blah, blah, blah. So I think it is a possibility.
What if it was like Ted Cruz's dad, though, or something? Would he do that? Would he release the information?
Maybe he'll release information about Ted Cruz being the Zodiac killer.
Allegedly.
No, that's my favorite conspiracy theory. The mastermind behind Kim Kardashian's Paris robbery is trying to extend an olive branch by writing her an apology letter, but Kim ain't buying what he's selling. Kim's legal team in France received a letter handwritten in French that was translated by Kim's attorneys. It reads, "After observing your emotion and realizing the psychological damage I inflicted, I decided to write to you. I want to come across as a human being to tell you how much I regret my gesture and how much I have been moved and touched to see you in tears." Apparently, he's seen clips of her show on TV, but sources say Kim found his words hollow and is only trying to appear remorseful before trial.
Did you not want to play the audio of the guy like apologizing? He was on camera. The French guy.
Oh, I didn't know there was that.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian. Sorry.
Sounds sincere, if you ask me.
Actual audio.
Yeah,
there you go.
Rolling Stone ranked the top 30 steamiest music videos of all time. The top five, number five, Janet Jackson, Anytime, Anyplace. Number four, Britney Spears, I'm a Slave for You. Number three, Madonna, Justify My Love. And coming in at number two, Prince, Kiss. And number one, I don't know this song. I need to learn myself a thing because it's Chris Isaac, Wicked Game.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I don't know that song. Do you?
What a wicked thing to do.
Can we get for the next garbage? Can we get audio? We need to play that
song.
I know. Yes.
But MYK's impersonation sounds like Elvis to me.
So did Chris Isaac.
Oh, he does. Justin Timberlake has been asked to perform the Super Bowl halftime show in Minneapolis on February 4th. The pop star is finalizing his deal. Some reports suggested that Justin might perform with Jay-Z for the game, but an insider says as of right now, it will just be Justin. No surprise performers. Nipplegate, by the way, happened 13 years ago when JT exposed Janet Jackson's breast at the Super Bowl on live TV.
What if his ding dong comes out? Would that be worse than her nipple or no? Like, what's worse for you to see on TV? Like a wiener?
Probably,
or,
yes.
Or a boob?
Probably a wiener. A full-length behind-the-scenes special about Katy Perry's four-day Witness worldwide live stream will premiere on YouTube Red, their streaming subscription service, on October 4th. The film is called Will You Be My Witness and shows the creation of the live stream as well as the aftermath of Katy being on camera 24 hours a day. And Cardi B's dentist says business is booming after Cardi B rapped about getting her teeth fixed in Bodak Yellow.
Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you hoes know it ain't cheap.
Dr. Catrice Austin's famous clientele includes DJ Khaled, Toni Braxton, Omarosa, and Busta Rhymes. Dr. Austin says Cardi B's porcelain veneers cost as much as a luxury SUV.
Alex, the hoes do need to know that stuff ain't cheap.
The hoes need
Got
to know.
Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you hoes know it ain't cheap.
Make sure you brush and floss every day.
That is the garbage.